John Holgargas. John, do you believe the Antichrist is here with us now?
Belief is not... That's a loaded question for a couple reasons.
Of course. Unless, coming from me, what do you expect?
It depends on what you define as Antichrist. Some people will define Antichrist as being our robotic unconscious nature. That is, as long as human beings remain unenlightened of their divine nature, then no matter if they're dreaming about being virtuous or dreaming about being bad, in either way, they're serving the force of unconsciousness that can be called or personified sometimes as the Antichrist. Now, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that the biblical or term of looking at it, that there's always, with the coming of a Messiah, there has to be an anti-Messiah. We see that sometimes played in the symbology of even a movie most recently as The Matrix Revolutions, where Neo is actually the good Messiah and Agent Smith is the bad Messiah, and they have to fight it out to balance the equation, so to speak, and bring balance back to their world. Now, that's in a movie form is very common in Eastern and Western civilizations' ideas of the Antichrist. Now, you have a unique spin on the Antichrist from the 16th century French prophet Nostradamus, who spells out three people in history that take us three steps towards that kind of evil unconscious personification of the Antichrist. First, as I said earlier, is Napoleon the King. The second was called Hister. The third is Mabus. And to answer your question, we are living in the time of Mabus. Nostradamus is the third Antichrist. Mabus is a code name, just like Hister and Napoleon. To understand that there's two clear prophecies about the third Antichrist and Mabus, and I will read them to you to give you kind of a background of Nostradamus' prophecy on the matter. And the first comes from Quatrain 62 of Volume 6 or Century 6 of his major prophetic work of the prophecies, La Prophétie, which is supposed to be a history of the future until the year 3797 A.D. and may actually go beyond that. But that's the last dated prediction in it. It says, Mabus will soon die. Then will come a horrible destruction of people and animals. At once one will see vengeance, 100 powers, thirst, famine, when the comet will pass. So that's the first one that talks about it. Now the second one, which is way over in another volume, volume 8, numbered 77 in volume 8.
By the way, there's a comet coming very close this year. As a matter of fact, we've sent the Deep Impact spaceship there to blow up a part of it to test it.
Yes, this is and the thing I think with Nostradamus' issue with comets is we assume that he would be interested in something from the 16th century, from the 16th century bias, that he would be interested in a comet that we only see with instruments. We'd be interested in that.
Yes.
But the way Nostradamus describes comets and has accurately predicted the coming of comets in other prophecies, he's about the big event, the kind of comet that would impress him in the 16th century, a comet big enough to be seen bright and luminous in the sky like Hale-Bopp or Halley's Comet or Hyakutake, which happened in 96, or Hale-Bopp, which happened in 97. So I think, even though Nostradamus has a certain chaotic form of code in his that plays more on words and associations than any mathistry or theomatics or stuff that a lot of people try to pin on the poor man, the right way to understand Nostradamus, at least from my own experience of the prophecies, is that you have to kind of get into his Nostradamus speak. You have to see that there's certain biases he's open to, and one of them is that he when he talks about a comet passing, it can either be one or two things. It's either a missile, because he talks about a great star with a trail of sparks sometimes.
Could be an asteroid, comet.
Yeah, it could be a meteor, an asteroid, or he literally means a comet, which he was very much into describing as portents for change. So in my mind, the fact that he dated the appearance of the Age of Mabus or the appearance of the Third Antichrist around 1999, as we spoke earlier, which could either be the seventh month of July or Septembre, which in French literally means September. And he got the month right, but he was off a few years with the event. And the terror coming from the skies was the jets crashing into the World Trade Center, which he called the Hollow Mountains, in the great new city. In that prophecy, Quatrain 49, Century 10, he was also talking about garden in the center of the world, near the new city, besieged and plunged in the Hollow Mountains, seized and plunged into a boiling cauldron or tub. Very intriguing that he uses very strange phraseology, because boiling the cuvée, which he's talking about in his own time, was a kind of fermenting pot that he would use to mix his cosmetics, because he's also not only a physician, but his main job was manufacturing cosmetics and fruit preservatives. So if you ever watch one of the fermenting pots of that day, the kind of dust debris field of two great hollow mountains descending into this boiling cauldron of dust and debris is probably Nostradamus' 16th century attempt to describe the collapse of the World Trade Center towers into their own debris field. And it's interesting that they're collapsing in the very same thing that in English the architects and laborers who built those two towers called the foundation, which was a watertight, rectangular foundation, about 8 floors deep, supposed to keep the Hudson River from coming into the New York subway system, affectionately called the tub.
There were some who say that the Antichrist, based on Nostradamus, was not a person, but a place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there are some people who think that it's a place, but the two prophecies, the one I just read and this following one here, Quatrain 77 of Century 8,
doesn't sound like a place.
Doesn't sound like that.
No.
Yeah, and what they share is, a thing to look out for too is when you have a similar theme coming up in another quatrain from the first quatrain, it's like sometimes Nostradamus described his prophecies in two or three parts. And the key then is to look at either similar events, slightly altered in the words, but similar in the outcome. And when you see that in the prophecies and then you bind them together, you actually see something that could actually be part two of the same prophecy. Now, we talked about Mabus would soon die, and then will come a horrible undoing of people and animals. Now, what that implies is that, unlike the other two antichrists, the death of Mabus actually starts his war, and which is called the Third Antichrist's war is 27 years long.